So, you got a second Maze Runner movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's called Maze Runner The Scorch Trials.
Oh boy, I can't wait to see some freaking maze running, some running in mazes.
I bet. There's not any maze running in this movie, though. That was more of a first movie thing.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see some trials.
Yeah, well, in the book there were trials. We're not really doing trials.
I can't wait to see some scorch, whatever that is.
Oh, there's gonna be scorch, sir. Not really, like, in the book, but it's there.
I can't wait to see... The.
Very funny, sir. The was more of a book thing, though. We're not really doing the.
Okay, just tell me what you got. Just tell me the script.
Right, so the good guys escaped the maze at the end of the last movie, and now they're in this facility, right?
And what's the deal with this place?
Well, it's run by this guy, Mr. Jansen, and there are a bunch of other kids there from other mazes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, so they're being held in there by armed guards, and once in a while they choose some kids, and those kids vanish.
Nothing suspicious about that, sure.
Yeah, they're being told that they're going off to live on a nice farm.
Oh, going off to live on a nice farm is tight.
Oh, wait, that's always code for death.
And so Thomas finds out that the kids aren't actually going to a nice farm.
Oh, no!
Their frickin' blood's being harvested, and these people actually work for the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, what were they called again? The evil? Or the meanies?
Wicked.
Right, just straight up labeling themselves as bad. So how does Thomas find this out?
Well, this kid named Aris snuck him into this lab through some vents. And this guy's been in there for a while, so he's familiar with the whole ventilation system.
How long's he been there?
Like a week.
Wow.
Yeah, so now Thomas and his crew, they have to escape.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Mr. Jansen and his men have them surrounded next to this locked door, right? And instead of shooting them with their stun guns, Mr. Jansen decides to do, like, an evil monologue.
Interesting strategy.
And then that Aris kid opens the door behind them, because he was off in the vents and he knew how to do that.
Oh, vent boy! I love vent boy!
So the good guys run away because they're being chased, and they end up in this big old abandoned mall, and Minho actually manages to turn on the power.
Oh, yeah, while you're in hiding, turn on the power for an entire shopping mall. That's a good idea.
Is that sarcasm?
No. I'm also very dumb.
Oh, okay, and so then it turns out because the power's on, that leads to some dangerous stuff.
What?
Yeah, it turns out this place is freaking full of zombies, so they all have to run away again.
Through a maze?
No.
Yeah.
So they all run away, but Winston gets bit.
Oh, no, Winston! Who's Winston?
Oh, he was, like, basically an extra in the first movie.
Oh, no, Winston!
Yeah, so he starts to turn into a zombie, and so they leave him their only gun so he can, you know, take care of it.
Wouldn't that gun kind of come in handy? Shouldn't I hang on to that?
Yeah, probably shouldn't have left that behind.
These guys are making all kinds of bad decisions.
So then they're walking in this freaking scorched desert, and Minho runs out of water, so he just tosses the container.
There's another one!
Oh, yeah, so they're trying to find this resistance group called the Right Arm that they heard live in the mountains.
Okay.
And then they're gonna get chased by some lightning, so they end up in this building.
Did you say chased by lightning?
And Minho's gonna get struck by a lightning bolt.
Oh my god, is he okay?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't he be?
Because the lightning.
Sir, lightning is more afraid of us than we are of it.
I think you're thinking of spiders.
Well, now I am. Oh!
Sorry.
Why would you do that kind of mind trick on me? Now you're thinking of millipedes.
Oh!
Okay, anyway, then what happens?
Well, they're gonna meet these two people, Jorge and Brenda, who say they're gonna bring them to the Right Arm, but then Wicked attacks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so Thomas and Brenda get split off from the rest of the group, and then they get attacked by a bunch of zombies in a sewer.
Uh-oh.
And these zombies have, like, stuff growing on them. They make weird clicking noises.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I took it from this video game called The Last of Us.
Oh, it's from a video game. Okay, that's never gonna be turned into anything. That's fine.
Then they run through the sewer that they're in, which leads them to a big old skyscraper drop.
How?
Hey, shut up. And so then there's gonna be this really tense scene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know that scene from the second Jurassic Park movie with the bus and the window and the cliff?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm thinking... You know, that.
Just that.
Yeah, we do exactly that. And so Brenda is on this window, and if she so much as moves, it's gonna break, and she's gonna fall and die.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so then a zombie falls on it, too.
So it breaks?
It doesn't.
What?
And then Thomas just hits the glass with all his might so that the zombie falls and he can save Brenda. So then Thomas and Brenda go clubbing real quick, and then they rejoin the group.
Clubbing? Like they attack some zombies with baseball bats?
No, they go clubbing, and they make out on the dance floor a little bit.
Why was there a dance club?
And it turns out that Brenda got bit by a zombie, so this lady uses some of Thomas's blood in a way that's gonna cure her for a couple of months.
If their blood can already cure people for a while, why not just have regular blood donations instead of building a bunch of mazes?
Hey, shut up again, and then Wicked shows up!
Oh no!
Yeah, Teresa called them.
Why?
Because her character wasn't interesting in any way, so this is something, you know, betrayal is something. It's more than nothing, which is what was happening with her.
Fair enough.
So then there's gonna be this big old fight, and Minho's gonna get taken.
You know, I'm kinda shocked that kid's still alive.
And so then we're all done. It's over.
Wait, I feel like we haven't really answered anything and we're already two movies in.
Yeah, if you just kind of never answer questions, people will keep coming back for sequels.
That makes sense.
So what do you think?
Well, I think it's a pretty good time.
Sick!
And hey, if we want that Mr. Jansen twist at the beginning to really work, we gotta really nail the casting on that character.
Right? That's smart. Make sure we don't cast anyone that looks like they double-cross people.
Exactly.
Hi everybody, it's Ryan George here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it.
I actually really have to head out, but I'll figure something out for the rest of the video.
What's up, guys? Don't forget to subscribe to the Patch Meeting Chanel. Leave me a cement in the cement section telling me what pitch meeting you would like to see next. Smash that like button. Goodbye.